Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome back. This is Our Day in History. This is January the 13th, and what you just heard was Bob Dylan. And this was took place on this day in 19... Where is that? When Bob Dylan first created this song, the first of this recording session for Bob Dylan, Bring It All Back Home album, at Studio A in Columbia Recording Studios, where he recorded Subterranean Homesick Blues. And it's All Over Now, Baby Blue. Those were his main songs of that day on this day. In 1964. And now, what else happened on this day? This is a holiday. This is Maulid al-Nabi. This is a holiday celebrated by our Muslim brethren in our communities. It begins at sundown. It celebrates the birth of the Prophet Muhammad. On this day in 1830, there was the Great Fire of New Orleans that began and almost burned down the entire city of New Orleans in the year of 1830. The ongoing conversation and beginning of the Convention of the Colored National Labor Union was held here in Baltimore and Washington, D.C., 1869. Isaac Myers, who said we need to form an organization to fight for the rights of black workers, to tie into the rights of black and white workers together in America, was started with here in Baltimore, he and Frederick Douglass. On this day in 1893, the United States Marines invaded Hawaii, landed in what's now Honolulu, Hawaii, from the USS Boston to prevent the Queen of Hawaii from abrogating the Bayonet Constitution, which is what it says in our history books. But what does that mean? That means that this took place in 1887 when the Bayonet Constitution was formed. There was a gentleman, his name was Sanford Dole. Yes, the man who owned the company that canned the pineapples that most Americans ate, decided he wanted Hawaii to be his. So he formed what he called a rebellion to create this Bayonet Constitution. Because they did it held the king down with bayonets, forced them to sign it to abrogate all the power of the Hawaiian people. And when the queen stood up and said, "Well, we're going to abrogate some of this constitution," we landed the Marines there in 1893 to make sure that Mr. Dole had his pineapples. This is in 1898 that Emile Zola, the great French author, wrote I Accuse, that exposed the Dreyfus Affair, which was a Jewish officer in the French army who was being pilloried and put on trial as a court-martial because he was Jewish. And Emile Zola's, again, the power of journalism and the power of writing, the power of people who can speak out as artists and journalists, showed its power here in Emile Zola's J'Accuse. On this day in 1913, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority was first incorporated in the campus of Howard University, and the Delta is now one of the most important, most powerful sororities in America. On this day in 1953, an article appeared in Pravda, which was the party paper, the Communist Party paper in Russia at the time, the Soviet Union, and accused people who were mostly Jewish of a plot to poison Stalin and leaders of the Soviet Republic and led to these great show trials, as they were called. This is the day in 1966 that Robert C. Weaver became the first African-American cabinet member when he was appointed by Lyndon Johnson as the United States Secretary for Housing and Urban Development. And on this day in 1990, Lawrence Wilder of Virginia became the first African-American to be elected governor in the United States. He won by only 7,000 votes in the heart of the Confederacy, what was once the Confederacy. This was the day in 1987 that Evan Meacham, governor of Arizona, rescinded the gubernatorial decree by former governor Bruce Babbitt that established this day as the Reverend Martin Luther King holiday. And he said, "Nope, we're not doing that anymore in Arizona," and overturned it. This was the day in 1832 that Horatio Alger was born, the great American author. And I think it's almost appropriate to talk about the war on poverty, given our mythology about Alger and what he said. This is the day in 1940 that Edmund White was born, and on 1961 on this day, Julia Louise Dreyfus was born, the American actress. On this day in 1941, the great author James Joyce passed away on this day, as did Vice President Hubert Humphrey, 38th Vice President of the United States of America, who served under Lyndon Johnson when they launched the war on poverty that we're talking about today. So that's this day in history, January the 13th. Stay with us. We'll be right back to begin our conversation on this 50th anniversary of the war on poverty.